This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma only to address SCO summit in China today. Prime Minister engages in various programs and bilateral meetings on sidelines of SCO summit, including meeting with Indian counterpart. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak directs concerned agencies for action against illegal trade at checkpoints. And at least 20 people dead and dozens injured as powerful earthquake hits eastern Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is scheduled to address the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Plus Summit today in Tianjin City of China. Prime Minister Oli and the heads of the participating countries and governments are scheduled to address the SCO summit today at Tianjin Mingxiang Convention Center at the cordial invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin, President of the Maldives Dr. Mohamed Mizu, and Prime Minister of the Lao People's Democratic Republic Dr. Sonexis Fando. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is engaged in various programs and bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit in Tianjin City of China. An informal meeting was held yesterday between Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The informal talks took place at a reception hosted by Chinese President Xi Jinping for countries participating in the summit. His counterpart Modi shared a photo of his informal meeting with Prime Minister Oli at a dinner with cultural performances organized at the Tianjin Mingxiang Convention Center in China on his social media account X. He said that he was happy to meet Prime Minister Oli in Tianjin. Indian Prime Minister Modi also mentioned in the X that India's relations with Nepal are very deep and special. Yesterday itself, Prime Minister Oli and Prime Minister of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam Pham Minh Chinh held a bilateral meeting. According to the Foreign Ministry, during the SCO sideline, they discussed the various aspects of cultural, diplomatic and economic relations and cooperation between the two countries. On the occasion, Prime Minister Chinh recalled the recent Nepal visit of Vice President of Vietnam Vo Thi Anh Duan and invited Prime Minister Oli for a visit to Vietnam. Expressing Nepal's solidarity to the movement of freedom of Vietnam, Prime Minister Oli underlined that progress made by Vietnam in a short period is inspiration for all. He shared that Nepal would be graduated to developing country next year and urged to invest in energy sector of Nepal. Prime Minister Oli also extended an invitation to his Vietnamese counterpart to visit Nepal. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli visited the rice core planting area in Huguan village. After observing the rice planting area, Prime Minister Oli also visited the Zhao Enlai and Deng Ying Zhao Memorial Museum located in 9 Sui Sang Park, West Road, Nan Kai District. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has directed the bodies concerned to work coordinating with other bodies in order to stop illegal import and export taking place in checkpoints. During the meeting of Revenue Leakage Control Coordination Committee organized at the District Administration Office in Parsa yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak urged all bodies concerned including local administration, customs officers and the three security bodies to coordinate and cooperate to stop smuggling. The Home Minister requested all the concerned bodies to move ahead, making coordination among each other to control revenue leakage as well as to take necessary initiatives to control other criminal activities taking place in border areas. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel has asserted that the government has been working to create favorable environment for investment. Inaugurating the 47th Annual General Meeting of Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal TAN Yesterday, Finance Minister Powdil said activities to boost confidence of the private sector and create investment-friendly environment in the country were underway. The Finance Minister said the government is committed to promote tourism and enhance national economy, adding there is positive change in all indicators of the economy which were negative when the UML-led government was formed. The Finance Minister clarified that the government is not in the situation of granting VAT exemption. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has inquired the subordinates on disaster preparedness and response activities. During a meeting yesterday in the wake of disruption of various roads due to floods and damages, Minister Singh directed the concerned officials to intensify the works to resume the roadways. The landslides and floods triggered by the rainfall has disrupted the roadway like Pasanglamu Highway, Araniko Highway, Bheri Corridor, Karnali Highway and Beni Jomsom Roadway. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has urged the cine artists to spread the message of adopting a healthy life. While addressing a program of distributing identity cards to the distinguished cine artist in Kathmandu yesterday, the minister argued that the cine artists are followed by many people as they play a significant role in bringing positive change to people. On the occasion, Minister Gurung announced that the persons able to receive the identity card of distinguished cine artist would be handed over ₹150,000 and those receiving the identity card of the cine artist would receive the health insurance of ₹75,000 as well. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has stressed the need to legally address obstacles to national development projects caused by unnecessary court cases and stay orders. Speaking at a discussion held at the ministry yesterday, ahead of the upcoming Sudhur Paschim Province Investment and Development Conference, Minister Khadka said anti-development activities have delayed major projects for years. The minister emphasized the government's commitment to resolving such issues through legal reforms and policy improvements, particularly in the energy sector. The Sudhur Paschim Investment Conference will be held in Dhangadi on November 17 and 18. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. A strong earthquake measuring 6 in magnitude has struck eastern Afghanistan, killing at least 20 people and injuring over 100. According to the BBC, the quake struck at a shallow depth of just 8 kilometers, causing widespread destruction. Dozens of houses have been reportedly collapsed as many people are feared trapped under rubble. Taliban government sources say the death toll may rise as rescue operations continue, especially in remote mountainous areas that are hard to reach due to landslides and flooding. Two sources in Kunar province have stated that at least 4 helicopters carrying medical staff arrived in Mazar Valley in Kunar province early this morning. This is the most devastated area where roads have been blocked by landslides. Authorities are calling on humanitarian agencies for urgent assistance in rescue and relief efforts. The tremors were felt as far away as Kabul and Pakistan's capital Islamabad, over 300 kilometers from the epicenter. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Moderate rainfall is likely to occur at some places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces and at a few places in the remaining hilly and Tarai regions. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati and Sudur Paschim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to address SCO summit in China today. Prime Minister engages in various programs and bilateral meetings on sidelines of SCO summit, including meeting with Indian counterpart. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak directs concerned agencies for action against illegal trade at checkpoints. And at least 20 people dead and dozens injured as powerful earthquake hits eastern Afghanistan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.